The content shared in this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not represent affiliated organizations. While we strive to ensure the information is accurate, we make no guarantees. Listener discretion is advised.
Ever eagerly await a hot new tech gadget, only for the company to go silent after you've ordered?
Oh, man, tell me about it.
Well, that's the situation a lot of folks are facing with Juice Bikes right now. And
Their
story is a wild ride that tells us a lot about where the e-bike scene might be heading.
It's true. The company seems to have vanished almost overnight. And it's especially striking considering their early influence, particularly in North America.
For those just tuning in, Juice Bikes was already making waves back in 2009.
Yeah.
Picture this. Powerful e-bikes that could haul heavy cargo and reach speeds that make your head spin. These weren't your average pedal-assisted cruisers.
Not at all. This was before e-bikes were a common sight.
Right.
Juice Bikes tapped into a desire for practicality and exhilaration. They weren't just offering a convenient way to get around. They were injecting a dose of excitement into commuting and leisure riding.
Okay, so paint a picture for me what made them stand out from the crowd back then.
Well, think about the early days of any technology. There's a lot of experimentation companies trying to find the winning formula. Juice Bikes took a bold approach, particularly with their early adoption of 52-volt batteries. This gave them a massive advantage in terms of power and range compared to the standard 36-volt systems most others were using at the time.
Ah, so they were the muscle car of the e-bike world.
Right.
I can see how that would appeal to a certain type of rider.
Absolutely. They cultivated a loyal following among those who craved that extra boost and the ability to tackle challenging terrain. Juice Bikes was all about pushing limits, and their focus on high-performance models built a strong reputation in those early years.
So they found their niche, but was that laser focus on power users ultimately on their downfall? Were they too busy chasing speed to see the writing on the wall?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And to understand how their story unfolds, we need to look at what happened when the e-bike market exploded during the pandemic.
And it's wild to think at the height of the pandemic, you couldn't get your hands on an e-bike for love or money. Demand went through the roof.
It was an unprecedented boom for the industry. And for a while, Juice Bikes seemed to be riding the wave. They were adding new models, expanding their reach. Everything pointed towards continued success.
But as we know, things took a turn. What was the turning point for Juiced Bikes? When did those whispers of success turn into cries for help?
Well, remember those global supply chain issues that plagued so many industries?
Oh, yeah.
Juiced Bikes wasn't immune. They relied heavily on manufacturing overseas, particularly in China, and those once reliable pipelines started to break down. Delays became the norm, costs increased, and suddenly that recipe for success was starting to curdle.
Oh, I remember those days. Everything was backordered from cars to webcams. You put your order in and cross your fingers that it would show up eventually.
Exactly. And with e-bikes, it wasn't just the weight. These were significant purchases. People were shelling out thousands of dollars, often for product they desperately needed for commuting or work.
Right. And then radio silence. Is that when the complaints started flooding social media?
It's one thing to deal with delays. It's another thing entirely to be left in the dark. People were looking for updates, support, anything. And when those pleas were met with silence, frustration understandably boiled over.
And did you see any of those Reddit threads?
Oh, yeah.
People were sharing some pretty hair-raising stories about their experiences with Juiced Bikes.
Oh, absolutely. One story that sticks with me is about a small business owner who relied on their Juiced Bike for deliveries. Their bike broke down, they couldn't get parts, and the company was completely unresponsive. It ended up costing them their livelihood. Heartbreaking stuff.
Wow, that puts things in perspective. It went from being a cool gadget to a vital lifeline for some people. No wonder the backlash was so intense.
Precisely. It became a cautionary tale about the dangers of over-reliance on single suppliers and the importance of robust customer service, especially in a time of crisis.
Okay, so we've got pandemic-induced supply chain chaos, frustrated customers, and a company that's gone eerily quiet. But this perfect storm of challenges wasn't the only force working against Juice Bikes. The e-bike market itself was undergoing a seismic shift, wasn't it? Remember when Juice Bikes was this edgy up-and-comer? Well, suddenly, the e-bike market was flooded with new players.
Yeah, it's the classic tale of a niche product going mainstream. Suddenly, everyone wants a piece of the pie, and investors are eager to back the next big thing.
And a lot of these new companies weren't afraid to slash prices to gain market share.
Exactly. Many of these newcomers were leveraging more cost-effective manufacturing, often in Asia, allowing them to undercut established brands like Juiced Bikes.
So you've got this perfect storm brewing, internal struggles with supply chains and customer service, coupled with this tidal wave of competition. It's like Juiced Bikes was hit by a double whammy.
It's a scenario we've seen play out in other industries. Think about the early days of the automobile or personal computers. A burst of innovation followed by a period of consolidation. Not every company can survive that kind of shakeout.
And we've seen some other big names stumble recently, haven't we?
Absolutely. Vanmoof, a European e-bike giant, filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. And then there's Sondors, another US-based company that seemed to be struggling despite its innovative designs.
It really makes you think. Are we witnessing a turning point in the e-bike industry right now?
It's certainly possible. The pandemic boom created a surge in demand, but it also masked some underlying weaknesses in the market. Now that things are settling down, we're seeing which companies built a solid foundation and which ones were built on hype.
So what does this all mean for someone who's thinking about buying an e-bike? It feels like a bit of a Wild West out there.
That's a great point. It's more important than ever to do your research. Don't just go for the cheapest option or flashiest brand. Look at a company's track record, read reviews, and understand their warranty and repair policies.
And maybe think twice before pre-ordering that hot new model, right?
Exactly. It's a tough lesson to learn, but sometimes it's better to wait and see how a company handles challenges before entrusting them with your hard-earned money.
Okay, so we've covered the meteoric rise, the sudden fall, and the broader industry shakeup. But here's the million-dollar question. Is there any chance that the Juiced Bikes brand could be revived? Or is this the end of the road for them?
It's hard to say for sure. The brand clearly resonated with a dedicated group of riders, and there's always a thirst for innovation in the e-bike world. But any potential savior would need a solid plan to address the company's past stumbles and rebuild trust with customers.
It would be quite the comeback story. But this deep dive has been a great reminder that even in the fast-paced world of tech and gadgets, some things never change. Solid business practices, reliable products, and a commitment to customer satisfaction are still the keys to success.
Couldn't agree more. And who knows what innovations the future holds for e-bikes? This might just be the end of one chapter with a whole new story waiting to be written.
The Rise and Fall podcast is a production of Mile House Media. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and other major podcast platforms.